My little pony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.
My little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me.
Okay, hi. I'm Melissa, and I'm here with
Julia.
And we are here today to talk about My Little Ponies. Julia, when did you first start watching My Little Ponies?
I would say about 7 to 8 months ago.
Okay, so not all that long, but you find them interesting. What do you find interesting about them?
Well, I think that it's recorded beautifully. The animation is just great, and it's a really funny show.
Do you have a favorite character or something that you like to follow?
Well, not really. I really like them all.
Okay. So where do you watch this show?
I watch season one and season two on Netflix, and then I watch reruns and season three on the Hub Network.
Okay, very good. And I think you can also download those from iTunes and probably other places as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so in this podcast, we might be doing some episode recaps for you. We might be talking about characters. We also might be talking about the My Little Pony fandom that's out there and some interesting things that you can find out on the web about My Little Ponies. And there is a lot of stuff going on there, but it's sometimes a little bit hard to find just because a lot of the fans and a lot of the viewers of My Little Pony are younger. Not everyone, but a lot of people are, right?
Yeah, like us.
That's true. So how old are you, Julia?
Almost 11.
And you're still a My Little Pony fan?
Of course.
And do your friends know that you're a My Little Pony fan, or do you kind of keep it hidden from them and stuff?
Well, most of my artwork is surrounded by My Little Pony, so they know I watch it. They don't know how much I watch it, but they do know that I watch it.
Well, if we put this podcast out, they might find out pretty quickly.
Yeah, pretty quick.
And do you have friends your age that are into My Little Ponies also?
It's hard to say. Not a lot of people my age would say that they love My Little Pony like I do. So they're sort of embarrassed that they watch a little girl show, which it's called, but I don't say that. I don't think that's a little girl show at all.
Okay. Do you think boys enjoy My Little Pony, or do you think they would enjoy My Little Pony if they gave it a try?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to watch a few episodes, and I mean, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch more of it, but I think it's a very good show.
Are any of the characters on the show boys, or things, characters that boys could identify with?
Yeah, like Rainbow Dash. She is sort of like me. She's a girl. Everyone confuses her with a boy because she acts like a boy. She just does stuff that boys would do. She does demolition. She does different things. And yes, so there are characters reflecting boys. So,
well, and we know that there's a lot of boy characters out there in the world that girls like, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to say that boys wouldn't like this show just because most of the characters are female is probably not an accurate thing to say, that there probably are a lot of boy fans, even though their target audience might really be for girls.
Yeah, and there are just the main characters are girls, but there are stallions in there, okay. So.
And what about that little dragon guy? Is he a boy?
Yes, Spike. Or as he is most commonly named by Rarity, Spikey Wikey.
Okay. So we might be doing some episode recaps. We might also do some character analysis, kind of like we were doing right now, just talking about some of the different characters and what their personality traits are, things like that.
Or like their backstories.
Yeah, yeah, so we might do some of that also. All right, so Julia, for someone who's maybe never seen the TV show My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, what can you tell me about that show?
Well, Princess Celestia is the ruler of Equestria, and so she gives a quest, as they call it, to Twilight Sparkle, and she has to figure out the magic of friendship. So she goes to Ponyville, and she meets some friends of hers. Well, she makes new friends, and then she discovers it, and then it just escalates from there. It's a pretty funny show, and they do some pretty crazy stuff.
Okay, and so each season, does it have the same kind of storyline, or does it change from season to season what the big main focus of each season is?
Well, it's sort of hard to tell, because there's the Grand Galloping Gala that they talk about for about 20 episodes, so there's that. And then season two, I'm not sure what they're gonna mask it into. I'm not really sure.
But what I remember from when I was younger is that when My Little Ponies first did come out and were really popular then. And in fact, we have some of those toys that I saved from when, or my mom and dad saved from when I was little. Your grandma and grandpa saved. So we have like a stable and I think some of the ponies that we played with then. But it seems like the friendship of magic is friendship?
Friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic. It seems like that part is kind of newer now. They've kind of reorganized the ponies, maybe come out with some new ponies, given them different personalities for this new show and this new push with the ponies to make them seem a little bit different. But, you know, people who grew up like me in the 80s might remember the ponies from back then, and now we have them, again, retooled and a little bit different, but still pretty interesting.
Yeah, like, for instance, I've watched, like, one of the episodes from, like, the older My Little Ponies, and basically it's just colorful ponies, shallow plots, and basically nothing. But it had colorful ponies, so everyone was happy with that. And then they came out with a new line, and then it's like, oh my gosh, that's way better, because it's like, there's more backstory, it's not so shallow, and people actually want to continue watching.
Great. Yeah, it certainly is interesting for that reason. So if you like the older ponies, or remember the ponies from way back a long time ago, this might be something that you want to check out now and see what it's like today.
So yeah, I mean, it's just a great show for kids and adults. For my next episode, I'm going to be doing a recap of Season 1, Episode 1, which is called Friendship is Magic, Part 1. Okay, well, thanks for listening. It was sort of a short episode because, you know, it's my first one, so, yeah. But you can leave me a review on iTunes or email me at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at MLP Podcast.